Well, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you again this morning. I hope all's well with you, and that you're okay today. Just a little bit of a change in the background scenery today, just to hide up the fact I've been doing a little bit of work in my office this week, so I'm hiding up any of the sort of little bits of mess behind me. So tricks of the camera, hey? Great, yeah. So it's lovely to be with you today, and just a couple of quick notes as we get started, just to say, do hang around for the coffee afterwards today, won't you? The Zoom coffee, and got something a little bit different for you this morning in the way that we're going to do that. But yeah, we'll a little bit more about that later on. Great, and just really let me encourage you as well to join the prayer meetings if you can during the week. We have one on Zoom at 9 o'clock on a Monday night, and another one at 1 o'clock on a Thursday lunchtime. And really great if you can join them. Prayer has to be at the heart of all we do, and then when we pray, it seems that God moves. And so let me just encourage you, if you can be part of them, it's just a half an hour, and we're praying for the things that we're all going through. We're looking for God's grace and love and mercy in these times. And if you can, just the on the emails that you get, weekly emails, you'll see the login details there. It'd be great if you could join us. Okay, so let's pray together, shall we? Actually, as we start this morning, I was reading from Jeremiah 31:25 this morning of how God refreshes the souls of those that are weary, and speaks there as well of weariness of soul, and how sometimes the soul can languish, and how God meets us in those times. And that's just that little expression, just captured my thought this morning of how God recognizes that not just weariness of body, but weariness of soul. And so today, as we gather, I just really want to pray that if any one of us is experiencing some sense of weariness of soul today, that God will refresh you. If you feel that your soul in some way is depleted, then in this season, I'll just pray that today that God will somehow fill up that sense of loss and depletion in your soul today. So let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, we commit our time together to you this morning, and we pray, Lord, that as we gather together online, Lord, digitally, how we want to put it, that Lord, that as we do gather this morning, that Holy Spirit, that you will join us together in one heart. And Lord, as we seek to express our love to you, as we seek to hear from you, I just pray, Lord Jesus, that it be your voice and your spirit that is at work amongst us in our time together today. We love you, God. We think you're amazing. Okay, well, we're going to worship together in song now. Steve and Steph are going to lead us in a song called Boldly I Approach Your Throne. And let's just focus on God and just get our hearts tuned into Him. And then after that, Henry's going to share a word with us.
By grace alone, somehow I stand. Angels fear to tread, invited by redeeming love, before the throne of God above, He pulls me close with nail-scarred hands into His everlasting grips my heart, and Satan tempts me to despair. I hear the voice that scatters fear. The great I am, the Lord is here. Oh, praise the one who fights for me and shields my soul eternally. boldly I approach your throne. Blameless now I'm running home. By your blood I come, welcomed as your own, into the arms of majesty. The bright and risen sun, more beauty than this world has known. I'm face to face with love himself, his perfect, spotless righteousness. A thousand tongues are not enough to sing his praise. Boldly I approach your throne. Blameless now I'm running home. By your blood I come, welcomed as your own, into the arms of majesty. This is the art of celebration, knowing we're free from condemnation. Oh, praise the one, praise the one who made an end to all my sin. Boldly I approach your throne. Blameless now I'm running home. By your blood I come, welcomed as your own, into the arms of majesty.
Forgive me, microphone was off. So Henry's back off for a sabbatical now, and he's going to share a word with us in just a few moments. So let me just move over to that now.
Well, good morning. Well, being really fair, I would say good afternoon. Let me tell you, it's a really hot afternoon in this little room, and so you can probably guess which day it might have been. But anyway, it's lovely to take the opportunity to be able to share with you, you know, and my prayer is that we, you know, that God will speak to you about it, really. So let's begin with a prayer. Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share. And I pray, oh God, that you would stir up hearts to hear your voice, to be filled with your spirit. And Lord, that we would, you know, be changed and become more and more like your dear son, Jesus, we ask. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, it's a long time since I last spoke, and as some of you know, I've been on a pre-planned sabbatical. Was that prophetic or what? You know, it was pre-planned. We'd already set it up as being March, April, May. And of course, you know, I had lots of plans, lots of things to do. And of course, they all went bye-bye. And I had the most amazing time of sitting, of resting. And I feel that God really did speak to me. And, you know, over the coming weeks, I would really like us to, or I would like an opportunity to share some of those thoughts, some of that vision, some of the things that God has really spoken to me about. And, you know, just see maybe what God's actually saying, you know, because, you know, some of this stuff, I believe, you know, is relevant for us today. It's been a funny time, hasn't it, really, over these last few months. Especially with, you know, coronavirus and, you know, all of that. And, you know, what's really struck me is the different kind of responses that we've actually seen. You know, for instance, when lockdown first happened in March, you know, there was an eeriness about it all. And I remember being allowed out, if you like, to because we had to go get the shopping once a week, and we had to go to another shop. And what I found is, really, as shops begin to open, we found that some shops or some people, you know, some shops tend to be a little bit of a different kind of response or approaches to the virus. So, for instance, you know, you go into some shops and it's almost like, you know, virus, what virus? And then you can go to another shop and it's, of course, it's wash your hands, do this, do that. And it just seems to be a real mixed bag. And I've also found that with people, and maybe, you know, we all fit somewhere along that spectrum in terms of, you know, are we, you know, are we really fearful, or are we just kind of fairly relaxed about it? And I'm not making any judgments on that, because, you know, what really strikes me is the fact that, you know, people are just so different. And I suppose, for me personally, you know, whether you want to know or not really, but for me, it's a bit like the sea. You know, I love sea swimming. There's nothing like it. And, you know, I've swam in many different seas. I think the ones off of Cornwall can be a bit rough, and certainly the one in Northern Ireland was a bit rough. And, you know, it just means that I'm not fearful of it, but there's a huge amount of respect. So I'll always be really careful about how I get in and how I get out. But enough of the sea. What I want to share with you today is a couple of verses from Isaiah 61, 1-2. Before I say anything more, let's just read those verses. I love these verses because it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." You know, and this is what Jesus actually announced. If you look at Luke 4:18 and 19, you know, I see that as Jesus' mission. And for me, it speaks of the mission of the church. You know, if we just look at those verses, just a couple of those verses again, in particular there, you've got there, you know, "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." You see, when you look at that, you know, release from darkness, from the prisoners. And you know, I've heard people, you know, when people have called up, I've spoken to people, there's a real sense of people living with fear. It's almost like it's a darkness that's kept people trapped in a sense of fear. And you know, the mission of the church is to proclaim freedom for the captives, release from darkness from the prisoners. I had a lady rung in here at Reach, and she was crying, you know, with that sense of fear and anxiety. And some of you may have even prayed for her. You know, things are beginning to progress, but you know, that sense, and it's a real fear. But I take heart, you know, from John 14, you know, verse 27, that says, "Peace I leave with you." This is what Jesus says. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You see, it's peace that Jesus brings. It's peace that Jesus actually wants to give, so we can experience a peace like nothing else. You see, and as I mentioned, you know, I'm not necessarily living in fear. I'm kind of living in a sense of respect. You know, as I mentioned, you know, in that, you know, respect for the sea. And so, and I so want that for so many other people. I want people to have a peace that surpasses understanding, that people don't live in a sense of fear. My desire for the church. Do you know what? You know, if we look at those verses again in Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, you know, my desire for the church is that we are good news. I really pray that as a church, we will be good news. When I say for the poor, you don't have to be poor, that you can be spiritually poor. There can be a depth which is, or a spirituality that's missing and that we so desire. You know, and my experience of what Jesus can bring is what Jesus can bring into our hearts and into our lives can make all the difference. My desire is that all people would really know the peace that Jesus can bring. And my prayer for us as a church, for the church at this crucial time of people searching for answers, for meaning, is that they will see that the church has an answer, that it has a light, and that it has a peace. That we can, yes, continue being incredibly respectful of this virus, because it's killing a lot of people, and a lot of people are sick, but that we won't necessarily live in a sense of fear. I want to finish on just a couple of verses that as I was praying, I just felt that these verses really stuck out in my mind. And they go along these lines here. It's from Isaiah 54, verse 10. And it says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Let's just think about that for a moment. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Do you know, folks, we can really know, and more importantly, you know, we can experience this peace in our hearts through that relationship which, you know, we can have with Jesus. And I would encourage you, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know, you know, this God that really loves you, that died on the cross for you, then it's a good opportunity. You know, the verses in my Bible from Isaiah 61 says, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the time. And so if you are seeking answers, if you're seeking a peace that surpasses understanding, could I recommend you this Jesus that's changed my life, that's impacted my life some 30 odd years ago and still making a huge difference to me?
Oh, thank you, Henry. That was great. Really encouraging, wasn't it? And let me just say to you, if you did feel that somehow Henry's words resonated with you there today, particularly about giving your life to Jesus for the first time, or coming back to him, or returning to him, then in a moment when we pray together, I'll just give you opportunity during the course of that prayer to respond to God in the way that's appropriate for you. And how you would speak to God. Just to say, a few of you have been saying, asking me about, you know, the announcements this last week and how that might impact us. You know, we're hearing that churches are able to reopen, and certainly community centres as well are included in that, and have been looking at that and thinking about what that means for us. It's still not totally clear in terms of just exactly what that means and how that can outwork. But it seems like there are things such as we wouldn't be allowed to, if we met together again as a church on a Sunday, we wouldn't be able to sing together. And obviously that's a big part of what we do as a church. And then obviously there would be restrictions in terms of how close we can be together and how much we can interact with each other. And so in terms of sort of us meeting together on a Sunday morning, I still think that we're going to, we're going to be like this for a little while longer, actually, in terms of our Sundays streaming, because it seems the more appropriate and useful thing to do. And we'll just keep reviewing that and looking at that. But it's probably be for a while yet that we'll be like this, I think. But within our context of our Connect groups, maybe you might be able to have some, outdoor meetups or something like that, in line with however the legislation or the government requirements, fit. So we'll keep you sort of posted around that. And certainly in terms of the community centre, we're looking very closely this week at just how we are able to open that in ways that are appropriate and that are in line with government guidelines. So there will be some ways in which we can do that, I'm sure. And Shay's going to be sort of coming back this week for a few hours a week, and not totally back to her full hours, but we're going to be sort of exploring that. So do be praying for her, won't you, and myself as we think that one through. So I thought I'd just say that to you, so that perhaps we can pray together on that now, and just know the way forward in that. So let's pray, shall we? Yeah. Lord Jesus. Let's just firstly just refocus back on what Henry was sharing. And perhaps as we've got our hearts in an attitude of prayer this morning, if you're somebody that's found that fear has gripped you in an unhealthy way, then this morning let me just give you a moment just to say to God, please, Lord, help me to find your heart and your way out of fear. Maybe just ask for the peace of God to come into your heart and your life. And maybe if, as Henry was speaking this morning, you found yourself thinking, that's what I need, that's what I want, this Jesus. Let me just say to you, the way that you meet with him is to say to Jesus, Lord, I'm sorry for living without you. I choose to come into your kingdom now. I choose to take you into my life. And I want to learn what it means to follow you. And if that is you this morning, then just as we're all in, you're probably in a place where nobody else is going to bother you or disturbing you, perhaps. And just say to God, God, that's what I want. I want to stop living without you. And I want to find what it means to follow you. And Father, I also just want to pray this morning for all those that are still experiencing some of the negative effects of the health implications of COVID. Lord, maybe they have loved ones who are still sick or that they've lost loved ones in this time. We continue to lift them to you, Lord. And Lord, as our minds and our hearts start going towards coming out of lockdown and all that means, Lord, we just don't want to forget those, Lord, that are still carrying pain and still carrying difficulties, Lord. And we want to just lift them to you and pray, Holy Spirit, for your comfort, your protection, your peace, Lord, for everybody that needs it. For your healing, God, that your healing will come to those, Lord, that need your healing, God. That this is not a virus that sits outside of any other category, Lord, that it doesn't sit outside of your ability to come and to heal. And so we pray, God, for your healing, Lord, where it is needed. We pray, Lord Jesus, for this ongoing research to find a vaccination for this virus. And we pray, God, that, Lord, that a vaccination that is currently being explored will become successful. And God, we would be able to get to a place where we are able to vaccinate against this, Lord. Lord, we pray that we will keep hold of you in this season, Lord. Keep hold of faith over fear. Faith, Lord, in the context of all the other things that would seek to demand our attention, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who are still in the front line, working with people in hospitals and in care homes and in other contexts, Lord, in schools, Lord, where there are, risks involved. And we pray, God, for your protection and for your grace and your energy for them. And we pray, Lord, for ourselves as a nation as we start to try and come out of the lockdown. And we pray we will do that wisely. And the Lord, as Christians, Lord, we will honour you in the way that we do that, Lord. We would honour you and honour others, Lord, in the way that we develop our ability to come out of lockdown. Pray for wisdom for those who make choices and decisions for us, Lord. And Lord, we pray for those around the world that are in contexts where this is still advancing rapidly, Lord, particularly in the Americas, both North and South America, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, regardless of what we think about the politics, Lord, we want to, you know, numbers, Lord, at the end of the day, come down to the one, to the individual. That, Lord, you know, we can use statistics, we can use numbers and all those, but Lord, at the end of the day, we're talking about individual people. And so we pray, God, for you to meet people at their point of needs, to stop the advance, Lord, despite the political decisions that are taken that might create, you know, an advance in these things, that, Lord God, you would be above that and bring your protection and peace to those that need it. And we pray against, Lord, the poor paying the price of this the most, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, for those that are in need. We think of those, Lord, that we know, for our brother and sister, Lord, Osman and Alana, particularly, Lord, that you would protect them at this time, Lord Jesus. And for others, Lord, that in other, you know, contexts where, you know, finances are even harder, we pray, Lord Jesus, for you to protect them, God. We love you, Lord Jesus. You are the hope, Lord. You are our hope. We love you, God. Yeah. Okay, as we come to the end of our prayer and time, our time together this morning, let's just read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, shall we? And then we're going to break bread together. I know that it's not usual to break bread when they're on our own. You know, breaking bread is something that we do together. But we're having to sort of fill in the gaps in this season, aren't we? And we're having to sort of do things in a way that wouldn't be normal. And so, you know, as I break bread, I might be in the office here on my own, but I'm also choosing to recognize that in the moment I break bread, I am celebrating together with you, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus died for me and that his death gives me life. So let's pray together. Let's read this scripture together. Jesus said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And so we remembered last week, didn't we, that that this meal, this breaking of bread, is an invitation from the Lord to come and be part of his family, to be part of his kingdom into eternity. And as we do, we remember that that's become possible because of the death of Christ. And we are doing this as an act of thanksgiving to say, "Thank you, Jesus, that you give me life." So let's take the bread with grateful hearts this morning and drink the juice or the wine, remembering that in this act we are part of an agreement, a covenant with Jesus achieved by his shed blood. So let's just pause for a moment, remembering the sacrifice of Jesus, and then I'll encourage us to break bread and drink the juice together. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood shed for us. Thank you, Lord. As part of our thanksgiving to the Lord, I thought we'd just sharing one more song together this morning. hope that's okay with you. We just got a little bit over our 11 o'clock, probably finish around about 10 past today, and then we'll go into our coffee morning. And like I say, stay around for that this morning, won't you? There's going to be something a little bit different, a little bit special, and I'll say a little bit more about that in just a moment. So let's worship together, shall we, in one more song, and then we'll come back together and I'll share a few more thoughts and we'll finish. So, okay, let's go.
Stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 'Cause you are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
Awesome. I love that song, don't you? Just beautiful song. Such a prophetic song in the season we're in, Waymaker. Light in the darkness, you know. And I don't know about you, but for some reason it just also feels that little bit extra special, that it's one of those, it's a song that has been birthed out of Nigeria and then just gone global. And so much of the stuff often comes out of our Western world, doesn't it? But these songs that make their way around, but actually it's such a beautiful song, and you see so much behind it. Yeah, anyway. Great. Okay, so we're almost at the end of our time together. Like I say, we're going to have coffee in a minute, and I'll leave the login details up when we finish in just a moment. Our young people are going to lead us in coffee this morning, and Jack is just going to explain to us what that's going to look like for us. So stay with us, listen to Jack, and he'll give you a little bit of an indication of what's coming up.
Good morning, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed this morning's meeting. I certainly did. And we're going to be meeting for coffee now. I'm going to be doing it a little bit differently. So I've drawn a little diagram here to explain it, because that's the best way to learn things. So we're going to be signing into Zoom as usual, using the normal login. And then a couple of the young people are actually going to be hosting us today, so they're going to be letting you in, they're going to be saying hello, and then you can all just have a little chat and all that kind of thing. But you'll be muted at some point very quickly, so we can get on with the quiz. We're going to be skipping breakout rooms, so we're all going to be together. So hopefully there will be hundreds of us, as I have been praying for revival, as many of you probably are too. So who knows? Let's find out. And then we're going to be going into a Bible quiz produced for us by Big G. Not God or Gandalf or anyone like that, but someone else who knows who they are, so thank you for doing that. And we're going to be doing that. Grab a pen, grab a notepad before we start, and you can write down your answers. The prize is, of course, bragging rights. Which is completely unbiblical, but hey, we're not perfect. After that, we're going to be doing a quick little thought. The young people are just going to read some of the Bible to us, and maybe we can use that passage that they're going to be reading to maybe focus when we're praying this week. Maybe when we're reading that passage in particular, we can think about the young people in the town, in the church, and try and see how it leads our prayers. So, yeah, enjoy.
Fantastic. Bragging rights, eh? I don't know. And just, yeah, so exciting, eh? So we'll go over to that in just a moment. Just want to say that, Henry, no, I am not wearing a Liverpool shirt, okay? It's orange. It was a birthday shirt. It was my birthday yesterday, believe it or not. And I bet you can't believe that I was 40 again. Well, actually, it was 40-15, really. So, had a lovely day. We had outside picnic with James and Zoe and Becca and Rory. It was lovely to see them, and did it all, you know, as we meant to. So, but congratulations, I suppose, must be given to Liverpool this week. Those of you who are bothered by such things, they've actually won the league, it seems. So, yeah, great. Okay, so Lord bless you. Great to be with you again this morning. Over to the coffee. See you on Zoom in just a moment.